Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
Rivaling flowers and tropical fish in their beauty and diversity, butterflies or lepidopterans, as they are called, have been icons of peace and reverence for millennia. There are 8 different families to which butterflies belong, at least 250 species of which are found in Utah. Fortunately, these beauties have been inherently resilient. This resiliency comes from a host of survival strategies. Loss of habitat, misuse of insecticides, and climate change are the primary threats to their future. It was from early elementary school that I learned of their amazingly complex metamorphosis, commonly used as a metaphor for a transformative experience by many. Emerging from a destructive plant-eating caterpillar to an adult propagating pollinator. Two of the most celebrated butterflies are the migrating monarchs and painted ladies. Their extraordinary journey involves many generations that fly unerringly to distant destinations. On to some of the remarkable survival strategies. Called bastion mimicry, viceroys are protected from their avian predator's mistaken identity with the yucky-tasting monarch. In order to protect themselves, many butterfly species have wing coloration and patterns for camouflage and mimicry, large eye spots which frighten predators away, or mimicking their host plants. Often, their caterpillars do so as well. In Utah, there are several species of butterflies from the gossamer wings family whose caterpillars have a unique relationship with ants. These caterpillars secrete a liquid containing sugars and amino acids, which help sustain the ants. In turn, the ants tend the caterpillars, protecting them from any would-be predators, similar to their relationship with aphids. A study found that ant-tended larvae were 4 to 12 times more likely to survive to pupation than an otherwise similar group of untended larvae. Most butterfly females lay around 300 eggs in their brief existence. The few that survive inclement weather, predation, parasitism, genetic defect, crop spraying, etc., will provide enough offspring to support adults for the next generation. If butterflies didn't have natural enemies such as spiders, birds, earwigs, wasps, and so on, to keep their population numbers in check, natural systems would soon be overwhelmed with them. Most butterflies have a season, usually in the winter, where they hibernate or diapause until spring. They are tightly associated with their larval host plants. One of the remarkable butterflies of Utah's Mojave Desert is the Pima orange tip. Their pupae are both photoperiod sensitive and moisture sensitive. If the Mojave Desert does not get sufficient moisture between January 1st and February 15th, none of the 3 known host plants of this butterfly will germinate in sufficient numbers. If their chrysalis doesn't sense sufficient humidity, it will extend its diapause another year and repeat its cycle. In the lab, pupae of the Pima orange tip have been known to survive up to 11 years before emerging because these critical parameters were not met. The next time you go birding, include these winged beauties in your binoculars. This is Jack Green reading for Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, who champions Utah's visitation to Grand County through tourism, events, and recreation in a manner that promotes and protects the beauty and scenery of our natural environment. Information available online at discovermoab.com.